America Weekend.
Paperback Writer.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffa.
Our next guest is one of our favorite guests. She is the anchor of Inside Edition. She has just co-authored a tremendous and truly inspirational book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Possible. It is always a pleasure to say hello to a true friend of the program, Deborah Norvell. Deborah, welcome back to the show.
Hey, happy weekend. How are you guys?
All right. Very good. It's always great to have you on.
Thank you.
This is a wonderful book, 101 stories about using a positive attitude to improve your life. Tell us how the book came about and how you became involved.
Well, it's Chicken Soup, and I think a lot of people know the story of Chicken Soup and what it's all about. And it really is a book filled with little stories that have one goal in mind, and that is to be that little tiny bit of a verbal chicken soup, that little boost that all of us need from time to time. I call it a bathroom book, if you know what I mean. You can take the bathroom, leave it there, however long you need to stay. There's just the right amount of stories for you. And this one is entitled Think Possible. And while I've been involved with the Chicken Soup people before, doing forwards to a couple of their other books, this is the first time I've had a chance to be a co-author, which meant I, along with Amy Newmark, my co-author, went through, we think it's probably about 450 stories, to winnow it down to 101 that we think will speak to the largest number of people. There are stories in there. A couple weeks ago, we featured the book on Inside Edition, and I was so privileged to get to share the story of one of our co-authors. His name is Michael Wary. Michael is a sophomore in high school.
Wow.
Michael is a 3.75 GPA, so he's an honor student. He is in the marching band, plays the trumpet. When he was a little boy, he said, I want to learn how to ride a bike. So, of course, he learned how to ride a bike. He is an Eagle Scout already as a sophomore in high school. And anybody who's listening knows how challenging the requirements are to make Eagle Scout.
Exactly.
Michael did it. And, oh, by the way, Michael is autistic.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yep. And throughout Michael's young life, he has heard from many more people, you can't, you shouldn't, you won't, you couldn't, than he ever heard, you can do it. Mm. And Michael's story is entitled, Autism is My Superpower. And this young man decided to take what most of the world would consider a pretty debilitating challenge and turn it into an asset, which is how he looks at his autism. And his is one of the 101 stories in there. And I find it so uplifting because, you know what? Who the heck am I to whine about what I think is a problem in my life?
Yeah.
This kid didn't whine. He went and did. And boy, am I inspired by him. That's what the book's about.
How relatable that story is to so many people around this country when autism is such a problem, you know, for many families.
Yeah, and Michael really wanted to get as much attention for his story, not because he's an egomaniac, but because he wants those families to understand this is not the worst thing a medical expert will tell you in the course of your lifetime. Yeah, it's not something you want to hear, but I want you to know, says this young man, that despite a diagnosis of autism, your family member, your son, you, if it's you who've been, you know, the kid with the diagnosis, you can have an amazing life, and you can do a lot, if not more, than the average person. And so this book is all about possibilities, and I defy anybody who's listening to our conversation right now to say there's not something in their life that they have wondered if maybe they could do.
Sure.
You know, we all do.
And you know, when I look at the introduction that you wrote for the book, the first thing that jumps out, there's a phrase that everyone knows, what if?
What if?
Yep. But when people hear that, they usually think about it in terms of almost a past tense. Well, what if I did that? As you mentioned, in the rearview mirror, what if you turn that around and make it what if, as in your future?
Sure.
What can I do? What can I become?
Yeah.
What can I accomplish? And it's a very refreshing way of taking a phrase that's usually said in regret. Oh, what if I did this?
Yeah.
No, what if I do this now?
Yep.
It's a very refreshing take on a phrase that people normally look at quite negatively.
Yeah, and that's what I said in the forward, because I really wanted to sort of tee up this book as an opportunity for people to walk away from whatever story they read or however many they read, because this isn't a book you sit down, you read straight through. You just pick it up and you go to it when you need it. And I'm one of these people, I sort of feel like the book falls open on the story I'm supposed to hear at that moment in time.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of funky that way. And the other thing I put in the foreword was, because you guys know we've been friends for a long time, I'm kind of a data geek. And I, when, you know, Amy and I started working on this, I thought, well, I wonder if there's anything to just this idea of believing that something might be possible. Has anybody done any research? And in fact, not all the research was particularly applicable, but I did find some research which I shared, which essentially shows deciding is one part of the process. You go through all the possibilities and the evidence and what are the tools you've got and what are the things that you need in order to achieve whatever you think you might be able to do. Once you've decided, that's it, I'm going to go for it. It's almost as though you've crossed into another plane. You don't hear the naysayers quite as clearly as you might have before you've made the decision to do it. And there's other research that shows you actually are somewhat empowered because you tend to put on rose-colored glasses. What other people would look at as obstacles, i.e. Michael's autism, you are able to look at in a different light and not be kind of thrown off by it. It's really cool, but what you have to do, you have to decide. You have to say consciously and deliberatively, I'm going to go for it.
I wonder if this book will help people make those decisions. You talk about a woman in the introduction who people said, oh, you'll never finish college, you're pregnant, you're signal, blah, blah, blah. I wonder if someone in that situation will open this book to page one introduction and be like, wow, maybe I can go to college.
Because these stories are very relatable. That's exactly right.
It may push you forward more than you can ever imagine.
You know what I like too? When you go to each individual essay, it starts with a quote, and that relates to it. Like I just opened here, and one that I read last night, Andrew's Emmy, it's number 37. To accomplish great things, we must not only act, but also dream, not only plan, but also believe. What I like about that is it plants a seed before you even start reading each one of these stories.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just tremendously inspirational. This is a great gift for someone.
Oh, yeah.
If you know someone that needs that kickstart in life. That might
be a rough patch.
Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, because, and like you said, you can literally pick this up at any time, and it's a primer to be able to get yourself in a place mentally where you need to be and emotionally to be able to move on in life, to be able to see what if.
Yeah. Well, the quote that starts my chapter, because chapter one is the story of a girl from Georgia who nobody encouraged when she aspired to a career in television.
Mm-hmm.
And the quote that begins my chapter is from Audrey Hepburn, who, and I never met Miss Hepburn, but she's quoted as having said, "Nothing's impossible. If you write down," and then the quote goes, the word itself says, "I'm possible."
That's right.
And if you write down impossible and just kind of look at the letters and just put a hyphen after, apostrophe rather, after the I, you go, yeah,
that's exactly
I am possible.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I can do this.
And this all started because you used to sit with your sisters and watch Cinderella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You may or may not remember. It's on Broadway now, but way back when it was on TV, I think it was black and white, or at least our TV set was. And Leslie Ann Warren was the Cinderella. And there's that song that, you know, we've all heard, impossible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible. And in my mind, when I decided I want to be a TV reporter, the line was, impossible for a no one from Georgia to become a news reporter. Impossible. But then there's that line later in the song that says, but the world is filled with zanies and fools who don't believe in sensible rules. And because those daft and dewy-eyed folks keep dreaming up in impossible hopes, impossible things are happening every day. And Lord have mercy, here I am working on TV.
That's right. And you know what? It took us four appearances to get you to sing on the show.
I feel so calm right now. I'm not kidding. Like, you like soothe me.
Yeah.
Well, anytime, honey, you need to go to bed, you just call me.
Thank you.
I've done it for three other kids. I can do it for you.
There you go.
Thank you.
You know, there's one question we have to ask you before you go. How is the mug working out?
You know,
the mug is right here on my desk.
Weekend.
I can tell it was personally done by you.
I handmade it. I mean, I know it's no masterpiece.
Well, you know,
it's not perfect.
You bought the mug, and I see the sticker on the bottom.
Right. Well, I bought the mug. I didn't, like, handcraft it, but I made the design on the mug with my own hands.
I know. I got it right here. You want me to take a picture and send it to you?
Oh, I saw you post it on your social media, and I felt, like, so, like, proud. And I was like, oh, Deborah Norville just posted my mug.
I got it right here. It's staring right at me with the little microphone and the American Weekend logo.
Boy, do we know how to take care of our guests, or do we know how to take care of our guests?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, guess what? You've just unleashed a monster. Well, I want the plate and the saucer that go with my cup.
See that? We can create the entire Christina Staffo collection.
I'm going to call it the Deborah Norville collection.
Oh, my.
Now, years from now, when you're a big cheese selling this stuff all over the place, you're going to remember this conversation. And Ed and I are still going to be right here doing what we do, and you'll be the plate mogul.
Oh, thanks.
You know what's going to happen? I could see now.
It's possible.
Right. See? 10 years from now, I'll say, here's Deborah for her 98th appearance on the show, and I'll say, you know, Deborah, remember Christina Staffo? She made that mug, and now off she is. She's like, you know, the mug queen of Waukesha, Wisconsin.
There you go.
So anyway.
It's good to be queen, isn't it, Christina?
Oh, it's great. I love it.
Yeah. Once again, the book is a tremendous read. Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Possible. It's available now in bookstores and at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You know, the holidays are coming. It is a great gift for anyone. Deborah Norville, best of luck with the book. And as always, thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Deborah.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. 66-year-old Diane Steen was on duty as a volunteer neighborhood watch person when she saw a young man throwing trash into a creek. She yelled at him to stop, but he came at her with a gun. Amazingly, Diane pulled out her own gun, fired two shots, then forced the gun from his hands. But when the cops arrived, the man's weapon turned out to be a BB gun. So, what was the man charged with? And what was the gun-toting granny charged with? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
The man with the BB gun was charged with disorderly conduct, and the gun-toting granny wasn't charged with anything. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How important are grandparents? Well, more than you think. Here's the developmental science of it. Now, I use a lot of science-y explanations on this show, but today I'm telling you my favorite grandma story.
I think this is going to be really, really good.
Yeah, me too.
Years ago, when I was just a little buffer, my mom and dad worked, so I grew up at Grandma's house. One day, I rode my favorite little stuffed horsey into an open fireplace. Grandma protected me, but my horse's face, well, it was burnt badly. I cried, and Grandma said, "Don't worry." And sure enough, the next day when I arrived at Grandma's, my horse looked brand new. Grandma stayed up all night long repairing my horse's face. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's pretty simple. Grandmas can work miracles, and they also deserve our love. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.